USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with a group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting. Very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other, and just really what it was about, to learn. I think everybody pretty much knows and importance of what we're doing, and I think I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Fewer Americans are wearing face masks to protect against getting or spreading the coronavirus. A new Gallup poll found mask wearing is down among all groups since the CDC relaxed its masking guidelines last month. 79% of people surveyed say they've worn a mask outside their home during the past week. That's down from 86% in April and 90% every month from July 2020 through March of this year. Governor Greg Abbott is signing the 1836 Project into law, which he says puts an emphasis on patriotic education. This law comes after concern that educators in the state were not properly addressing the history of Texas.
The 1836 Project promotes patriotic education about Texas and ensures that the generations to come understand Texas values.
The Texas Republicans signing two other bills into law on Monday, one prohibiting Texas vaccine passports, and the other protecting critical infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
States are continuing to entice those that are unvaccinated.
New data from the CDC shows that nearly two-thirds of American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. But vaccination rates have slowed down dramatically. That is putting at risk reaching President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose by July 4th. Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, tells CBS News that health officials need to engage those that are still waiting and seeing to get a shot. He says those efforts will be needed to meet the president's goal.
Fortunately, there's also a percentage of folks who are kind of having that wait-and-see approach, thinking that we're still in the experimental phase, which we're really not. And those are people that I've encountered, and really I think those are the folks that we really need to focus on in terms of our efforts for education and promotion of the vaccine to get them to kind of cross over and get vaccinated to protect themselves and protect everyone.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Federal investigators are seeking information regarding New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus nursing home policies and COVID-19 book deal. The Wall Street Journal reporting investigators have subpoenaed material from Cuomo's top aides. The Journal also reporting subpoenas were sent to people involved in the early drafts of his book on pandemic leadership and other materials used to pitch the book. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.